In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For those of you who have read the Harry Potter books, you know that every year, as the students arrive back to Hogwarts, the wizarding school, the final part of their journey is in horse-drawn carriages that magically need no horses to pull them. These carriages float into the air and up to the school all on their own. And this is the case until we reach the beginning of Book 5, where Harry, arriving at the carriages, sees strange, dark, leather-skinned, horse-like creatures with bat-like wings pulling the carriages. What is stranger to him, however, is not so much the existence of these creatures, but that no one else can see them. No one else except one other student, Luna Lovegood. And Luna tells Harry that the creatures can only be seen by people who have seen death. You see, at the end of the fourth book, Harry witnesses the terrible death of a fellow classmate, and because of this, he now sees what was always there. His eyes are opened to the world as it really is, and he is surrounded by those who don't see, who blissfully believe in the magic of the carriages that fly all by themselves. It may be a book series for teenagers and young adults, but this short section reflects the truth of death in our everyday lives. Death changes us. It changes how we see the world. And even though we now see what was, is, and always will be a part of this life, death, that gain can only come from great loss. The death of those we love, those we hold dear, those we wish were still with us today. And like Harry, we may feel alone, surrounded by people who don't understand, who don't know, who live in the naivete that we long to return to. Tonight, we acknowledge that death has changed us. We sit side by side together to remember and honor those who we love who are no longer with us. We have sung songs, we will say prayers, and we will hear read aloud their names, those who have died, those who we love. And tonight we acknowledge also the God, our God, who through death conquered death. The God who promised in the Hebrew Scriptures that he will destroy the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The God who in Jesus proclaims, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. And so we will sing songs, we will say prayers, we will read names, and we will enter into the feast of bread and wine made holy. We will share in the mystical presence of Christ, who, although we experience loss, he proclaims that he will lose nothing. Death has been conquered. We may mourn it, but we need not fear it. Death is not the end. In fact, Death is a beginning. For when we die, whether that is our physical death or the death of our ego, of our own self-righteousness, of our self-centeredness, the death of our fear, our resentments, our addictions, when these die, then through Christ who conquered death, there is resurrection. For our friends and for ourselves on the last day, but also today, here and now, the abundance of life, the kingdom of God, resurrection life now. Death is not the end. It is the very entrance into the heart of God. Amen.